Chapter 13. The storm is over.
The wind is very strong and heavy rain is falling. Paul shouts,
Julie, come on, hold on to the boat.
Julie and Paul cling to the boat in the violent storm. Another large wave hits the boat, and Paul and Julie are under the water again. When they come back to the surface, the boat is the right way up. One oar is still inside it. Paul sees the other oar in the water and swims towards it. He throws the oar into the boat, then he climbs in. He pulls Julie in after him. Paul begins to row towards the shore. Julie lies in the bottom of the boat. She is very cold. She hears the small voice in her head again.
Come with me, Julie. Be my friend,
says the voice.
What's the matter?
Asks Paul.
What are you listening to?
I have her locket,
says Julie dreamily.
I found the locket near the shore. She was wearing it when she died. We are best friends.
She touches the locket around her neck. She looks at Paul, but she doesn't see him. Her eyes are strange.
Take it off, Julie,
says Paul suddenly.
What?
Take the locket off, now.
Julie pulls the chain hard, and it breaks. She holds the locket in her hand. Paul takes the locket and throws it into the water. They watch it sink slowly to the bottom of the lake. Suddenly, the wind is silent. The rain stops. The lake is calm. There are no waves now. Slowly, the dark clouds move away, and the warm summer sun is shining on Coniston water again. Paul and Julie look at the lake. Then they look at each other. They smile.
I'm sorry, I didn't believe you, Julie,
he says.
You were right. There was something strange about Coniston water.
Yes,
says Julie.
Anna had a strange power over me. I can't explain it. I wanted to go with her. I wanted to jump into the water and go down to the bottom of the lake with her.
So Anna is the mysterious ghost of Coniston water,
Paul says.
Yes,
says Julie.
But we can't tell anyone. Who is going to believe us? The people at the youth hostel thought I was crazy when I tried to explain.
No, they like you,
says Paul.
Do they? Well, it doesn't matter now,
replies Julie.
I don't care. I'm lucky to be alive. You saved my life, Paul.
Well, I said I was here to be your protector,
says Paul, laughing.
I'm glad you are my brother,
says Julie shyly, and gives him a hug.
Come on, little sister,
says Paul.
Take the other oar. We're going home.